to go on top too.
Okay, and would you ever eat that with milk and sugar? I mean, would you eat milk on, not sugar, but milk?
No.
Okay. What do you call food? You say somebody's got a good appetite. He sure likes to put away his what?
Food.
Okay, have you ever heard the old folks say vittles? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Very rarely.
No, I've never heard anybody really say that.
What do you call a sweet liquid you put over a pudding?
Syrup.
Okay. And if you're going to put, have you ever heard of sauce?
Yes.
Sweet sauce on a pudding, but you wouldn't say it on a pudding?
No.
Okay. Put a tag in between regular meals, what do you call that?
Snacks.
Okay. If you're talking about your eating habits, you'd say, I will blank breakfast at 7
o'clock. Always breakfast.
Yesterday, yesterday I
had, or ate.
And I have
eaten.
And I will
eat.
Okay. Now, what do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
How do you make coffee?
Boil some water and take a spoon in the coffee. Pour some water over it and stir it up.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to make it real, what they call real coffee, how would you do that?
I guess take fresh ground and percolate it. I've had, it's been a long time ago, well, since I've had any percolated, just fresh brewed coffee.
A lot of folks have these coffee makers now.
Yeah, I'm just coffee on it.
If you're talking about getting your drink when you're thirsty, what do you drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay, and what if you don't have anything, that you're going into the kitchen?
Water.
And what do you put the water in?
Glass.
So what would you say? I had a
glass of water.
Okay. Now, how much, if you ask how much you had to drink, you'd say
two or three glasses.
Okay, and you'd say I did what?
Drank them.
And you have?
Drank.
Uh-huh. And you will?
Drink.
Okay. When dinner is at the table, family standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Well, let's all eat. Let's all sit down and eat.
Okay. And if you have company, well, would you say the same thing if you had company?
Might as well get started. Say, what is it, my uncle said? I can't think now. Well, you see what it is. I can't think now what it said. You see what it is, let's get at it or something like that.
Yeah. If somebody comes to dining room and you want to include them, you say, won't you
have a seat? Eat something with us.
Okay. And then yesterday
he ate.
And he did what?
Eat.
And to do that he
sat.
Mm-hmm. And he will
sit.
And he has
sat.
If you want somebody not to wait, you know, like you've got somebody, you want to make them feel at home and you don't want them to wait till the food is passed, what do you say?
Oh, dig in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever say, help yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he went away and went ahead and did what?
And he helped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you say what?
I don't want it.
Okay. Would you ever say, I wouldn't care for it? Or would you say, I don't want it?
I don't know if I would or not, really. I might say that.
Okay.
If I was at some place other than like the house where I was wanting to be polite, I might say that.
Uh-huh. But at home, you just say, I don't want it. Okay. Once the food's been cooked and served a second time, what do you call it?
Second helping.
Okay, and what if it's like the next couple of hours,
whatever it is.
Okay. And if you put food in your mouth, you begin to what?
Chew.
Okay. What do you call peas, beets, and the like?
Vegetable.
Okay. And what do you call place where you grow vegetables?
Garden.
And what's that southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs made out of ground corn and boiled called?
Squat.
Hominy. Okay. And you ever hear it called something else?
You're talking about grits.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, what's that?
I wasn't describing very well. No.
What is grits?
I don't really know. Never have had them very often. But we have hominy a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's hominy? What's the difference between hominy and grits?
I think grits.